Hey guys, and welcome to the Cancer Survivor Show. You've got Sharon and
Lucy.
Yeah,
Sharon,
we're the chemo girls.
Hey, what's wrong with you? You look so tired. You up all night, or what's going on?
I don't know, Lucy. I feel tired.
Oh.
Don't you ever feel tired?
Of course. I do, but you know, you got to lift yourself up. Keep going.
Yeah, that's what they say. That's what they say. I feel tired a lot.
Do you?
Yeah, I love good days, though, don't you?
Oh, man. Today's... There's nothing like a good day where you feel rested and energetic and...
Yeah.
When you feel 30 again. Of course, you're not much over that anyway, right?
Oh, no. Not me. Well, today we're going to talk about fatigue.
That's what this is all about.
That's what it's about.
You were thinking about fatigue, and it actually made you tired.
Sure, self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yep, that big mind thing.
Mm-hmm.
You control your body through your mind.
That's right.
What is that all about, fatigue during chemo?
Well, you know, fatigue is one of the three, the trinity of side effects when it comes to chemotherapy. There's fatigue, nausea, and hair loss. These are the things that people complain about the most.
The most.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so fatigue is just a fancy word for being tired or weak, or as I typically say to my kids, exhausted. Oh, my goodness. So why do you think so many patients feel this way, Lucy? I know we did a little research. What do we have there?
The research will show you that fatigue can happen for many different reasons. It can be the cancer itself, you know, the attack on the body and the bad cells attacking the good cells. It can be a large part of the fatigue comes from the treatment itself.
Mm-hmm.
Chemo, radiation, they're hard. They're hard on your body.
Yeah,
they're
life-saving. The surgeries too. Yeah, they are.
But they also take a toll, you know, on your body. Anemia. You've had a problem with anemia throughout your life, hadn't you?
Yes, I have. You know, it's really when your iron is low.
Right.
But it will just wipe you out. So, you know, and the treatment can cause anemia. So, I think there are also hormonal changes that come with treatment and sometimes with cancer itself.
With cancer itself and some of the different surgeries that might be required because of your cancer diagnosis.
Sure, if you have to have your ovaries removed or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Pain. That's a funny concept. You know, might be kind of hard to understand why, but pain itself actually stresses the body.
It
makes the body feel fatigued.
Oh, sure. It just drains you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you ever talk to people that have chronic headaches, it just wipes them out.
Right.
Just the level of pain. And then a lot of the time, poor nutrition plays a role, whether it's because of your nausea, that you just don't have an appetite, or you can only eat particular foods, typically starchy comfort foods. Mm-hmm. Which are not really restoring your body
and restoring
those cells.
Weigh you down and make you feel sluggish just in the foods themselves.
Sure. Or, you know, it could be because of dehydration from either feeling sick or just unable to drink.
Right. Also, lack of sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know how hard it is to sleep after surgery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's only certain positions that feel comfortable after chemo sessions.
Mm-hmm.
The nausea is so bad, sometimes it's hard to get a good night's sleep.
And the chemotherapy can have you just physically uncomfortable, or anxiety about what's going on can cause the sleep patterns to be disrupted.
Lots of different reasons to have fatigue.
Well, and a lack of exercise, because you don't feel like exercising.
No.
I didn't.
No.
Anyway.
But you know what? The research really shows that if you do have some type of regular exercise during chemo, your recovery period will be better. Mm-hmm. And some of those side effects can be reduced.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just one of those things that you have to plow through and make yourself do. It's mm-hmm. not something that you just really want to do, is exercise.
Right. Yeah, and another thing is your emotions. We talked about anxiety, but worry and all the things that you go through can really cause fatigue. But it can be somewhat embarrassing, the level of fatigue that you go through, and you try to hide it from your family and
right.
stuff, because we're always told to, you know, pull yourself up by
yeah.
your bootstraps and buck up. And
if you read the literature and the research on radiation itself,
mm-hmm.
they really can't explain why the body feels so fatigued mm-hmm. during radiation. Scientifically, they really can't
account for that.
Some of the theory is in just having to travel to the therapy appointments itself. But I know for me, it wasn't just getting in my car and traveling. It was this deep, like, almost painful fatigue
mm-hmm.
that I started feeling about halfway through
right.
The course of my radiation.
I think mine started earlier, but I think it's because I had just finished chemotherapy
right.
and surgeries.
Yeah.
And so my body just was not at a normal level when I started.
Right. So, Sharon, what do you think people should do if they have extremely severe levels of fatigue during their either surgery mm-hmm. regimens or their treatment?
Well, the first thing you need to do is speak up.
Right.
You know, tell your family, tell your doctor. And you need to call your doctor if you have, like, severe shortness of breath, dizziness, confusion, or loss of balance, or your symptoms are worsening as it goes. So let your doctor know, because he can, you know, there's some things that can be done.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that they can actually prescribe to help with the dehydration,
mm-hmm.
with the nausea. You know, maybe the nausea is not under control, and what he has prescribed for you, or he or she, whichever it is, that might need to be tweaked. You might not be on the right medicine.
Well, and even with the nausea meds, a lot of the time will knock you on your bottom.
Yeah.
You know, if they don't put you to sleep, they put you in slow motion. So, you know, he may need to tweak those meds just
right.
a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and maybe give you iron for the anemia, something. But there are things that you can do on your own.
Tell us about that, Sharon. I think that is a misnomer, that there's nothing that you can do.
Well, the first thing I would say on the upfront is try whatever exercise, you know, even if you're not exercising, when you receive your diagnosis, start walking. It
mm-hmm.
It can be light exercise. Just start. Do something. And through diagnosis, through all of it, keep up as much light exercise as is reasonable, because if you stop the exercise, the fatigue will take you, it's like a sharp grabbing you by the ankle and pulling you down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like an orca pulling you under. It will take you so low, it will be very difficult to get back on the exercise bandwagon.
Right.
So I'm not talking about running marathons. Just light exercise will do you a world of good. The other thing is to rest. I mean, you may need an hour or two a day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, do that.
Listen to your body.
Yeah, listen to your body and allow yourself to rest. And then you want to pick and choose the ways you expend your energy. Say, for instance, you want to work. You can't work 40 hours a week. Well, if your boss is up for it, work half days.
Mm-hmm.
Go home and rest before your family comes home and you need to do something there. You
right.
know, if that's reasonable for you. Another thought, I realize, like, when I was going through chemotherapy, a friend of my husband's was getting married out of town. And so I was fairly well wiped out at the time, but really excited about the wedding.
Right.
And so I packed over time, slowly.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the out of town early. I was able to get some rest before the wedding
mm-hmm.
and then went. and we left early from the reception. So all of this meant I was able to participate. I didn't go on the crazy packing binge the night before mm-hmm. and then try to pack the car and make the drive right before the wedding and do the wedding and the reception. You have to pick and choose and spread out what is necessary to grasp that special event while you're on chemotherapy. And it turned out to be a really lovely event.
Yeah.
But I didn't push myself mm-hmm. beyond capacity.
So planning ahead is mm-hmm. is critical.
Sure.
And knowing your limitations. Oh, I think that was key to that message there.
I think so. And definitely deciding when and how to expend your energy. You will not be able to do everything. You
right.
won't. You typically cook at night.
Uh-huh.
And you want to spend time with your family.
Mm.
You may have to pick up food.
Right.
And maybe really against everything, you know, but this is a season. It's a time that you're going to need to get through. And so you need to decide what are your priorities.
Yes.
And then be willing to let go of some things so yes. that you can maintain what's important in your life.
I would also suggest in terms of that food preparation mm-hmm. is, you know, plan ahead and do things that are simple. If you
for
don't
sure.
want to pick up something, if your budget doesn't allow for mm-hmm. for takeout, do things that are extremely simple. I think as women, sometimes we think that we're supposed to be heroes mm-hmm. when it comes to the dinner table, especially mm-hmm. the sweet little bells here in the South. You know, we're supposed to have this big spread cooked for our families every night, ready when the husband gets in.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, that's not happening at my house anytime soon. But, you know, I think that we just have to be practical
mm-hmm.
and know that simplicity in some of these things that we usually try to overachieve at.
Well,
is adequate for this time, this period of time.
Right, and do what's adequate. And remember, like we were saying, say you feel good the week before your treatment, do some cooking and freezing at
yes.
that time for later.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you're fixing for tonight, just double it up, freeze
That's
half
right.
of it, and then you've cooked for 2 days.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of the graph that we came up with in my chemo cocktail and me,
mm-hmm.
bringing order, peace, and joy to a twisted adventure.
Right.
It's our organizational system for chemo life management. And we actually ask the patient to chart their good days, bad days,
so
and
that you
find
know when.
Where
right.
those bad days are going to happen and plan ahead for those.
That's right. And, you know, we're speaking of food. The very last thing that I would say that you can do is be mindful of what it is that you're eating. As often as possible, going to that plant-based diet. Low on animal fats, low on dairy. Be sure you're getting your proteins and plenty of water. Hydration is key. So, anyway, I think that's probably a wrap on fatigue and chemo. But, you know, it's something that is an ongoing concern for anyone that is going through a regimen of chemo. But
I think the most important things for our listeners to take home today is to be practical,
mm-hmm.
Listen to your body, and don't expect too much of yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a pretty good synopsis
yeah.
there, sister. That's good.
So you feeling a little bit more rejuvenated now that we've talked about fatigue?
Sure.
You feeling a little bit better?
I'm thinking maybe we need to go for a walk,
mm-hmm.
Lucy. A little light exercise
it's
might
been a
do
long,
me some
It's
good.
Been a long week for us.
Get a little sunshine, a little
mm-hmm.
vitamin D,
mm-hmm.
energy.
I think that might be a great idea.
Okay.
But before we go, mm-hmm. Sharon, I was thinking the other day, about something that you told me about you're not just surviving but thriving tidbit of the day, that
okay.
moment where you laid it down to grasp the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
Well, actually, mine today is just super duper simple. I on Mondays, I'm typically out running errands with the kids. You know, we homeschool the children, and so they're all four tagging along behind me every day, which is delightful. But on errand day, that puts us in the car for a while.
Uh-huh.
So, because we're having lovely spring-like weather today, we just decided to roll all the windows down in the old swagger wagon and crank up the music and sing and laugh and do what we call hand dancing to these crazy children's songs.
Mm-hmm.
And just let that wonderful, cool air just swirl through the van. It was really nice. And there wasn't anything to it. I didn't even have to put anything down. I just had to enjoy the trip.
Yeah. It was a simple moment, wasn't it?
It was simple, but the kids won't forget that.
That's right.
So
letting their hair fly, seeing mama act like a little
silly
nut
goose, yeah.
driving down the road. And they're not old enough to worry about what those people are saying that
you
passed.
Well, the one
in
the back is. But he'll be okay.
Yeah, enjoy those little ones before they let society ruin them.
Yeah, that's right. So,
oh, that was great. Thanks, Sharon, for sharing that moment with us. And
you're so
and
welcome.
All of you out there, take those moments. Just bask in the times where we can lay the pressures and the burdens of life aside and just enjoy what has been put before us at that very moment to savor and enjoy. And I think that you will find that it's not complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Our opportunities to not just survive but thrive are
endless.
Waiting for mm-hmm. us endlessly throughout each day. We just have to open our eyes to find them.
That's right. Lovely, Lucy.
So until next time, friends out there that are listening to us, Sharon and Lucy signing off for today. And just remember that we are not just surviving, but thriving with you.
Bye, everybody.
See you later.